It's graduation season, and we're looking at the finances of young people. Last week, we reported on ways to help teenagers avoid debt. Today, college grads. Several authors who are as young as the people they write about have portrayed people in their 20s and 30s as facing an impossible financial situation ahead. They're struggling with debt, their salaries are stagnant. At least that's the stereotype. NPR's Lisa Chow has more.
If the U.S. economy depends on spending, Grace Kim is a great American. She's 28, single, and earns $50,000 a year at an architectural firm in New York. She spends all of her salary and then borrows on credit to spend more.
There's so many options, there's so many things to do, there's so many bars, and you do feel a pressure to sort of stay on top of everything, like what's a new place to go, where's a new restaurant to eat, and also to wear, like, the cool clothes and buy the expensive shoes or...
On this evening, Kim and dozens of others gather in a small apartment in downtown Manhattan to celebrate a birthday. They're crowding doorways, squeezing into the kitchen and living room. Apartments like this, about the size of a subway car, sell for more than $1 million in this city. Kim talks about trying to take a friend's budgeting advice.
And she was like, okay, the next few months you're going to spend $100 a week. That was like hell. I mean, my sister and I were making like gourmet mac and cheese from 20 cent generic boxes. But, you know, after a while we got really sick of mac and cheese.
Grace Kim's story is typical of people in their 20s and 30s, but not as much as it used to be. A recent survey published by the Federal Reserve shows that since the early 90s, more people under 35 own their own homes. More put money into retirement accounts, and fewer have credit card debt, like James Levy, who hates to waste money.
An evening out is easily $100, $200. You wake up in the morning, you're hungover, and you know you've got a big hole in your pocket. That's not a feeling I've ever particularly enjoyed.
Levy works at a private equity firm. He's 30, and every year he puts the maximum in his company's retirement plan. He invests whatever is left over. In his working life so far, he has saved close to $250,000, more than triple what most 60-year-olds have in financial assets. He and his wife, Nami Soejima, don't always see eye to eye.
So it's not so much the act of spending money that bothers me, it's the act of thoughtlessly spending money that bothers me.
But you also enjoy saving money.
Right, I do.
Like you get really excited when you find like a way to save a dollar from doing something.
That is true. I do.
Levy made more than $200,000 last year. When his wife decided to go to graduate school 2 years ago, he decided to pay her tuition, $80,000 of it, in full out of his savings. On his salary, it's not surprising that he saves until you hear how. Take grocery shopping.
He has the places that he thinks is a better place to buy from, because I would probably just go to wherever's closest.
He won't take cabs.
I grew up in New York City, so I feel like I know how to get around the city, and to me it's completely natural just to walk when you can.
When Levy is not saving money by walking, he's driving out of his way to save.
I've done all the calculations and I've figured out the routes that bypass the tolls. If they take an extra 2 minutes and I save $2, I've done the math to figure out whether or not my time is really worth that much.
James Levy challenges the perception that young adults are all in debt. Save $2 here, save $2 there. All that money is going towards plans to buy an apartment, not unlike the one he's visiting tonight. Lisa Chow, NPR News, Washington.
Next week, you can hear why young adults don't save as much as their parents did. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.